Sometimes I am asked to give a word of reference. Perhaps someone is going to apply for a new job or even apply for a passport or a gun license or whatever. And on a number of occasions I have been asked to give something off a reference for them. And whenever you give a reference, you're wanting to give something off a character reference as to how you could recommend that individual, whether it be for the job that they're applying for or the particular piece of documentation. Well, when we come to this portion of Scripture, we find that the great Apostle Paul is giving something of a reference. He's becoming, if you like, a referee for this particular lady of the Church of Cenchrea. And she's called Phoebe. Now, he's giving her this reference that she might be able to take the letter with her to the church which is at Rome, and that the believers at Rome who wouldn't have known Phoebe, she would have been a complete stranger to them, but yet she would come with this reference from the Apostle Paul. Now, she was from that little church which was at Cenchrea. And you can see that being referred to in the first verse of this chapter. That was a little coastal town. It was a little port there, not very far from Corinth. In fact, it was the main route where you would sail across to Rome. And so here perhaps was a little outreach work, a little offshoot of the church at Corinth. And one of the faithful members of that church was Phoebe. And whether it was on business she was having to visit Rome, we don't know. But as she was going, the Apostle Paul, it seems, wanted to give her this letter of reference that she could present to the believers at the church there. If you come right down to the very end of the chapter, in fact to the end of the letter, and just below the 27th verse, you have a little footnote there. Now, the footnote is not inspired, but nevertheless it's there, and we have no reason to question it. But it gives us the detail that this letter was written to the Romans from Corinthus and sent by Phoebe, servant of the church at Cenchrea. And so it would seem that because this lady was going to visit Rome, that the Apostle Paul actually used her to carry the letter to the Romans. And so she was entrusted with that responsibility. And therefore, the Apostle Paul actually includes in the letter something of that character reference for this member of the church at Cenchrea. Now, it's not only for Phoebe. You could go on to see that there are greetings, there are salutations, and there are commendations given throughout the verses that we read together. Look, for example, at verse 3. Greetings were to be brought to Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. And in verse 4, they had actually put their lives on the line for the Apostle Paul, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. And you can see there how the Apostle Paul was wanting to commend those who had stood with him, who had been faithful in their support of him, and he wants to acknowledge that and to give thanks for it. There are those here that Paul refers to as his helpers and as his fellow prisoners, those who stood alongside him in his service for the Lord Jesus Christ in the cause of the gospel. Look, for example, at verse 6, greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Look at verse 7, salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. And you could go on to see how the apostle refers to these individuals, whom he calls beloved, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. But we are coming today to concentrate our thoughts upon Phoebe, the one who was the messenger that carried the very letter to the believers at Rome. And as we think of this lady, I want you to notice firstly the recommendation of Phoebe. Verse 1 says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister. I commend unto you. And so it's coming here by way of recommendation. Here's a lady that the Apostle Paul had no hesitation in recommending. Sometimes people ask for a reference and you're really sorry they asked you, because you struggle to say something by way of commendation. But the Apostle Paul found no such difficulty here. Without hesitation, he could make this recommendation. And I want you to just notice here, as he recommends her, he refers to her as our sister. Our sister. Now, she was not a sister by nature. She was a sister by the grace of God. She was a sister of the Apostle Paul in the same way that the Apostle Paul could speak of Timothy. And he referred to Timothy in that first letter, my own son in the faith. A son. In the second letter to Timothy, he called him my dear son. Those who were the converts of the Apostle Paul, he referred to as sons and daughters. Here he refers to Phoebe as his sister. In other words, he's speaking of a lady who was saved by the grace of God. And saved by the grace of God, adopted into the family of God. And when you're adopted into the family of God, you become brothers and sisters in the Lord. That's how the Apostle Paul was referring to this lady. And therefore he's confirming to the believers at Rome, here's a lady who's saved. Here's a lady who has come to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because she's our sister. No hesitation in referring to her as a sister in the Lord. And when you get saved, the Holy Spirit of God dwells within our hearts. As Paul said when he was writing to the Galatians, the Spirit of God is put within our hearts whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. And God becomes our Heavenly Father. Look back a few chapters in that letter to the Romans to chapter 8 and to the verse 15. There's something of that adoption. Romans 8 and 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And those who were saved have that spirit of adoption within their hearts. They are brought into the family of God. And therefore, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. We're in the same family. And that seems a very basic and elementary thing to be noting, but when the Apostle Paul wanted to speak about Phoebe by way of recommendation, he could say, she's our sister. That's the greatest thing to be able to say in reference to anyone. They're saved. They belong to the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ. You remember when Saul of Tarsus, as he was then, was making his way to Damascus and he was breathing out slaughter against the church of Jesus Christ. And of course, the Lord took a dealing with him on the way to Damascus and he was born again. But Ananias wasn't to know that. And the Lord said to Ananias, I want you to go and visit Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. And Ananias, as you read of it in Acts chapter 9, he was so reluctant at first to go because he knew that Saul had come to persecute the church. And when the Lord said, go thy way because he's a chosen vessel unto me, Ananias went, and he entered into the house where Saul was, and putting his hands on him, said, "Brother, brother." That was the first thing that came out of the mouth of Ananias when he came to Saul of Tarsus into that house at Damascus and put his hand upon him, and he called him brother. That was to acknowledge that he was saved, that he was now in the family of God. And therefore, when we come to God's Word and we look at this reference to Phoebe, it's good to note that she was a sister in the Lord, that she was saved. And when the Apostle Paul refers to her as our sister, I'm sure you can see as well that it's a term of affection and endearment. He was speaking of the love that he had for her as brothers and sisters. Those who were in that spiritual family, those of us today who were saved, there ought to be that bond of love between us. As being part of the same family, we're in the family of God. And Paul could recommend her as such. I want you to notice from the text of Scripture that not only did he recommend her as a sister, but he recommended her as a servant. Verse 1 of Romans 16, "I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea." And so he could not only speak of her as being a sister, but he could speak of her as being a servant. He's describing her service for the Lord. One who was a faithful servant. And notice it says there that she is a servant of the church. We were writing it, we would probably say she's a servant of the Lord. But the apostle, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says a servant of the church. You see how high a regard the Lord has for his church. That to be a servant of the church is in effect to be a servant of Christ and of the Lord. Matthew Henry himself brings out that point. He said, "Everyone should strive to serve the church, for therein he serves Christ." That is the true church of Jesus Christ. And here, as we think of this lady Phoebe, in this little church at Cenchrea, just there along the coast at Corinth, she was a faithful servant of the church. Thank God for those who were faithful in their service of the church. You know, this name Phoebe, or this name servant, this name servant can also be translated deacon. And so in a way, she was like a deaconess. I don't be getting any ideas. I don't mean that she held any official office as a deacon in the church. But it indicates to us that she was something of a servant in the capacity of caring for others within the fellowship. That she had that loving, tender, caring way with her. That's what that word servant means. And Paul wanted to recognize her service for the Lord. And he encourages the Romans in their service. In fact, he not only encourages, he beseeches them. In Romans 12 and the verse 1, he said to them, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." And having called these Romans to serve the Lord, and that which was their reasonable service, he's saying here of Phoebe, she's an example of such. She is a faithful servant of the church which is at Cenchrea. He's happy to describe this lady as such a servant. And he recommends her. Recommends her as a sister, as a servant. And if you look at verse 2, as a succorer. that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also." And he's able to describe this lady as a succorer. Now, to put it very simply, what that means is that she was an encourager. That's what it means to succor. I can picture this lady in the church. Just a few in the church, just a little work. And here's Phoebe. And it seems that she made it her business to seek out those who were in need of encouragement. And she probably just would have gone to them in a very quiet, unassuming way. And she wanted to minister encouragement to them. You know, that's a vital ministry in the church. I don't think Phoebe was a public speaker in any way. We don't read of her being a missionary and going off to far off lands as a missionary. No, just in that little fellowship of God's people at Cenchrea, she was an encourager. And because of that, the Apostle Paul is able to make reference to her, and he's able to give her such a recommendation because she cared for the affairs of others, not in a busybody sort of way. Not wanting to go from house to house just to find out business and to carry news or gossip. No, it was with a genuine concern. She's been a succorer. Notice the detail he says there in verse 2, a succorer of many. Not just one or two. Not just a few here. But it's a sizable number that he says many. Many had experienced her kindness and her loving care. She had helped many people. You know the remarkable thing? The Apostle Paul adds himself to the number. He says, "She hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also." The great Apostle Paul, the greatest missionary this world has ever seen outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, the man who had the power of God resting upon him, the man who was able to go forth and to pioneer works and to pioneer churches, the man who most definitely had the Lord with him, would he have needed any encouragement from anyone else? Well, obviously he did. Because he said, "Phoebe was a succorer of me also." Even of the great Apostle Paul. And if the Apostle Paul was one who needed encouragement, then I'm sure we each would have to put ourselves into the category. And how thankful we are for those within the church who have that ministry of encouragement. We can come across plenty of problems, can't we? And there are those that can approach us with problems, and it's inevitable that they will arise from time to time. But thank God for those, and I could speak of some. And whenever they contact you, they just want to encourage you. You know, in the Old Testament, you could look away back to the book of Deuteronomy. And when you think of the leaders of the children of Israel, and Joshua was to take over from Moses. And as it came to that point, it was coming very close here at the time of the book of Deuteronomy. And when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 1 and the verse 38, the Lord was speaking to Moses, and he said to Moses, chapter 1, verse 38, "But Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." And this was speaking about Joshua, great leader of Israel, the man who was to succeed Moses. And yet the Lord says to Moses, "Moses, encourage him." Encourage him. A little further over in the book of Deuteronomy, just the chapter 3 and the verse 28, it's repeated. The Lord speaking to Moses, and he says to Moses, "But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see." And so whenever it came to that time when Joshua was having to step into the shoes of Moses, and oh, the Lord would give him those promises when you read in Joshua chapter 1, "Fear thou not, for as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee." And the Lord was wanting to give him that promise. But yet, the Lord said to Moses, "Moses, you encourage him. You strengthen his hand." And if the Apostle Paul benefited from encouragement, and he obviously did, and Joshua benefited from encouragement, and the Lord felt he needed it, how much more you and me? And therefore we can thank the Lord for those who were like Phoebe in the church, a succorer of many, and of myself also. Oh, we've enough hindrances in the world, but it's a tremendous honor that Paul puts upon this lady here, a faithful member of the church, and he speaks of her in such high regard. His recommendation of Phoebe. But I better move on quickly. Secondly, we look at the reception of Phoebe, and we'll be very quick. Verse 2 of our text, "That ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints." Receive her. And so he's giving to her this letter of recommendation, and he's saying to the believers at Rome, "You receive her." Oh, she was a stranger to them. They wouldn't have known her. But Paul is saying, "You receive her and you welcome her." Over in Philippians, in the chapter 2 and the verse 29, Paul speaks there in a similar way. Let me read it to you, Philippians 2 and 29, and the Lord is speaking here in his word. The Apostle Paul refers to this man Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus, who was a companion in labor with the Apostle, and he says to the Philippians, "Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation." Receive him. God's people were to receive Epaphroditus. God's people were encouraged to receive Phoebe. You think as well of that short letter which the apostle wrote just before the Hebrews, and it was to Philemon. And Paul was writing to Philemon about that runaway slave by the name of Onesimus. And he said of Onesimus in verse 12, "Whom I have sent again, thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels." And so when Paul wrote to Philemon, he said, "Make sure you receive Onesimus. He's got saved now. He's a brother in the Lord now, so you receive him as such." In fact, Paul went further. In Philemon verse 17, he said, "If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself." He said to Philemon, "Do you see when Onesimus comes back and I'm sending him back to you with this letter, you receive him as if you're receiving me." You imagine what it would have been to have the Apostle Paul. How much we would make of the Apostle Paul. And yet Paul said, "You receive these believers as you receive me." And whenever we're blessed with visitors coming into our congregation, coming in to visit the church, oh, that we would be welcoming to them, that we would seek to receive them into our midst. You think of the Lord Jesus Christ and what was said of the Savior, and it was said really by way of criticism in Luke chapter 15 and the verse 2. "And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." And as the Lord Jesus Christ received sinners, and as he received us, Oh, that we would have that spirit whereby we're able to receive others. As Paul was writing to the Romans, if you could glance at chapter 15 and the verse 7, he said to these believers, "Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God." The Lord Jesus Christ received us when we came to put our faith and trust in Him, and He gave us that promise that He would in no wise cast us out. He received us unto Himself. And Paul says to these believers in the church at Rome, make sure you receive one another. You receive one another in the Lord. Back in our text of Scripture, in relation to Phoebe, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints. It is becoming of the Christian, of the child of God, to receive their brethren and sisters in the Lord. It's very sad when there are those who are saved and professing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and when it comes to a particular brother or sister, they would look away rather than speak. That's not becoming of saints. Receive one another in the Lord as becometh saints. You know, that's by way of testimony. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Receive ye one another in the Lord as becometh saints. So he not only recommended Phoebe, but he called for her reception. Receive her. But thirdly, and we're moving swiftly here, there's the relief of Phoebe. As he goes on in that second verse, he says that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. Relieve her, help her, support her, encourage her. If there's assistance that's required, if there's anything that she needs, make sure you give it to her. There we can see the Church of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters in the Lord, receiving one another and helping one another. Phoebe had helped others. She had helped many. And the apostle now is saying she's worthy of your help. She's worthy of your help. A woman going to Rome, perhaps by herself, going to a strange place with strange people. But thank God she could go amongst the people of God with the recommendation from the Apostle Paul. God's people were to rally around her and to help her. And as we close, can I say thank God for believers like Phoebe, faithful members of the church. Oh, that we could learn so much from her, that we could adopt that spirit, that we, as we were singing earlier, could be those channels of blessing. Channels of blessing to the Lord. Is your life a channel of blessing? Is the love of God flowing through you? You know, the Lord Jesus Christ has promised to be that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. As our great high priest, he's one who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. As we seek to go on with the Lord, may we be more and more conformed to the image of God's dear Son. And may we seek to walk in those footsteps of the Lord, to be touched with others, and to be that friend to others, to have that spirit that Phoebe had, to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless His word to our hearts this morning.